So this is going to be like a chit chat, and it has been a while since I've been on For the Broken Mind. I'm just going to be sharing some thoughts. I might name this episode Friendships, I might name this episode Relationships, I might name it whatever, but it's not as structured as it's supposed to be. So you're literally listening to me almost ranting to you about a particular idea and how this idea has helped me and how it can help you. Number one, I wouldn't say I've been the best friend in my life. So a lot of these things that I've learned, a lot of these things that I now understand, is as a result of me being a bad friend to a lot of people. And if any of those people are listening to me, yeah, I just want to say sorry for hurting any of you. But to me, pain is inevitable. But some pains can be avoided. Take the pain of being taken for granted, for example. I think all of us have experienced it, where we feel like we are being taken for granted, or we are being treated less than what we are supposed to be treated as. And to be honest, that comes from not defining your relationship. It's very, very important to define your relationship, because sometimes you think you're a friend to someone, but the person only regards you as an acquaintance. So what's my definition of friend? And what is my definition of acquaintance? My definition of friend is a person that I can invite to my board of trustees. What do I mean by that? A person that I can invite when I want to make important decisions, life-altering decisions, when I want to make from the tiniest to the very, very big decisions about my life. If you're in SS3 now, that could be, if you're in GS3 now, that could be choosing what class you want to be, whether it's art, sciences, or commercial. If you're in Nigeria, you understand what I'm saying? If you're in SS3 or high school, it could be choosing the college you want to go or what you want to major in. But it's those set of friends that you can call, those people that you can ask questions about life, those people that you can really, really tell, and those people you can trust with particular things. Friendships to me are not just people you can while away time with, or friends to me are not just people you can while away time with. Friends are and people that you can grow with in general. So have a balanced friendship. Have people that understand that they need to grow, understand that they need to evolve, and understand that life changes will happen. There's a common thing I've heard is, Daniel, you have changed, Daniel, you have changed. And I'm like, what do you expect? What do you expect? Change as you're growing older. It's like, it's almost, you can't avoid it. You change. Whether your voice changes, the way you think changes, or the way you look even changes or evolves. For me, over the years, it has been growing facial hair. For some girls, it might be hips widening and a lot of other things. But for me, when people say, Daniel, you have changed, they are mostly talking about how I talk, how I think. And yes, expect changes in life. And all the friends that you have right now, expect them to change eventually. Every friend, it's not as if they change to something that is bad. But every friend has to evolve. Every person has to evolve in life. Let them grow. Let them live life. Right, but before you can call someone a friend, there are some things I want to give you. There are some things that you have to understand about the person. And the number one thing I'll tell you, you have to understand, is you have to understand the person. What is of importance to the person? What does this person consider important? So this episode might be helpful to people that are just leaving secondary school and entering university. This episode can be helpful to people who are just leaving primary school, or this can be for people who are changing schools in general or in any phase of life and you want to pick a friend, you have to understand this person. Look at people from afar and look at people from up close. What is important to this person? What does this person value? My value systems. Me as a person, I value God, and I'm not the type of person who would do internet fraud, for example, to get money. If the person that I want to befriend is that type of person, the next thing I'm thinking is, how teachable is this person? But most times, I can have those people as acquaintances, not friends, because I cannot bring them into my thought process. They will pollute the place. I can't bring them into what I'm thinking. They will mess it up. I can't bring them up to the decisions that I want to make. So most of you think a problem shared is a problem half solved. But a problem shared with the right person is a problem half solved. If you share your thoughts with the wrong person, if you share your ideas with the wrong person, I'm sorry, you might just end up nosediving instead of skyrocketing. You might end up nosediving. Instead of being lifted up, you might end up being pulled down. There are a lot of people that are fire extinguishers. Whatever plan, whatever business idea that you have, they might shut it down. And there are some times when we see some things that are not just realistic. But to me, a problem shared with the right person is a problem I've solved. So, like I was saying, understand the person. What is important to this person? Number two, aside from understanding the person, understand the person's perception of fun. Some people consider fun as drinking, going to clubs, or being in loud places in general. Even if the party is a Christian party, I wouldn't be inclined to go there. Not because it's bad, just because I do not like loud music. It's me. It's just my personality. I don't like loud music. So if you cannot be tolerant of that, if your friend likes loud music and you cannot tolerate that, I'm sorry. Your friendship will break sooner or later just because you cannot tolerate little things. So tolerance is very, very, very important in friendship. Aside from understanding this person, understanding what this person's perception of fun is, you are totally different people. That's what I want to say. You are brought up from different families, and even for the people like me, we have older siblings. Is even I am my older brother or I am an older sister. We are different people, and we're brought up in the same house, treated closely the same way, and we're still different people. So there are a lot of things you're going to have to tolerate. There are some things that you cannot just change. There are some things you cannot just say no to. There are a lot of things you have to be tolerant for. So do not be so tight and strict. I'm not saying compromise on your values. I'm saying sometimes there are some things you're going to have to do because your friend said so. Sometimes you might have to say sorry when sorry is not necessary. Sometimes you might have to say please when please is not necessary. You just have to attune yourself to a particular person because you are trying to love and understand them. I don't know if people will really get or understand this episode, but I'm trying to make it as understandable as possible. But I guess this big grammar is getting in the way. Anyway, I want you to understand that nobody is perfect. Everybody has his own faults. Whether you are a Christian or you are a Muslim, you are still flawed. What I found out to be the whole purpose of human existence is to get better in general, because we are imperfect. So do not be so quick to point out your friend's imperfections, and do not be judgmental. Do not be that person that always spots the log in someone's eyes and fails to see the own log in their eye. Instead, reflect. I think it's very, very important that you look inward and see what is wrong with you before you start addressing what is wrong with other people. I told you at the beginning of this podcast that I'm not being the best friend to a lot of people. I've not been the best friend, and it's because my standards to what we call friends are actually very, very high, and sometimes to some people they might be unattainable. My standards are not being perfect. My standards are understanding I am not perfect and a person that is constantly working towards being better. I can't be a friend to a person who justifies his or her hunger issues with a zodiac sign. You can't tell me you are Pisces, that's why you're angry. You can't tell me you're giving me attitude because you are this, or you're one zodiac sign or the other. I wouldn't get you, I would not understand you. In fact, I will fight you. That's my type of personality. I don't think you should carry bad habits as pride or as a badge of honor. Anger is not good. No matter if you're Pisces, Sagittarius, whatever you are, take it away. I don't want to know. Just take it away. And I want to say, as Christians, we tend to want to preach or evangelize to our friends, which is good, it's commendable, but try as much as possible to teach your friends, not preach at them. Why am I saying this? I'm saying this because if you have a friend that has stuck with you long enough and you want your friend to adopt more of Christ, your life has to be a reflection of Christ to that person. You cannot only preach with your mouth, you also have to preach with your life. And I'm a victim of this too. There are sometimes I don't preach in my life. There are sometimes I say vulgar words or use sentences that I'm not supposed to use. There are sometimes I say words that I'm not supposed to say. And there are sometimes I flare up unnecessarily, really, or get angry unnecessarily. You're going to have this type of experiences where this is what you want to be, or this is who you are, and you have to work towards being the person who you want to be rather than just settling for who you are currently. So if you want to evangelize your friend, teach your friend. Because your friend knows all your weaknesses, your friends understand your lifestyle, your friends know how you live, your friends know what you can take and what you cannot take, your friends know you and have mastered your weaknesses. So it's better that you teach them instead of preach to them. If not, when you're preaching to them in a self-righteous way, they're going to pick out all the imperfections in your life, and you'll be shocked that these people that are judging, some of them even know Bible more than you. So that was just food for thought. And this episode is probably not going to be edited the way it's supposed to be. It's probably just going to be unfiltered and raw. I hope this episode makes sense, because it has been a long time since I've recorded any podcast. Anyway, see you guys soon. And bye.